Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Word by Prayer and Delivery Ministry. On 6/20/2021, this is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you. We praise God for being here tonight, another opportunity to come before the people. We just lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We're here to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us, to edify, to build up the people, to position in Him that they will accept that our Father is on our side and have a plan for our lives. I'm here to let them know that we can trust Him completely in everything, all things, at any given time. So we just thank and praise God for who He is and what He is. We know the enemy, we come against the enemy, they're trying to hinder us to stop this show. And whatever He's trying to do, we break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. We release the Holy Spirit that the will of God will be done, shall be done, and always will be done. And everything that no weapon that the enemy form against us is going to prosper because the Word of God says so. I trust His Word tonight. And I trust each and every person that may call in tonight. And for whatever your need is, I'm here to stand in agreement with you. As you call into the show, if you do call in, we know that what you do is, if you wanted prayer or whatever, you can click on one, but I will be here to bring the word or however the Holy Spirit will lead me to do. We thank and praise God that, you know, the enemy is really, really trying to fight those of us who's really trying to stand and obey God. He's like he's getting a triple watch or whatever, but he's already defeated. I'm determined, even though things seem to be kind of wanting to just stand in my way to keep me from going, you know, continue to go forth. But God has done so much for me. I do not intend to, with His help, to let Him down. You know, no matter how the enemy raged and how he warred and how he do this, and I know that if you're doing something great and good, that He's going to fight. I'm not stupid enough like some people that think that He's going to sit down and let the Lord win, because if He was dumb enough to be up in heaven and try to take over and tell God what He's going to exalt Himself, He's going to do this, and but throw it out, and that didn't stop Him, He's not going to stop now. He does not want the kingdom of God established. He wants His kingdom established. I'm here to encourage people that you have to fight the good fight of faith, and because of we have already do have the victory, we just have to walk out the process. Well, because God is on our side. And like I said, because the enemy wants to, if he came against Jesus, you know he's going to come against us. That's just the way it is. So I pray for us to be strengthened, you know, in the things of God. And I just continue to ask God to move on our behalf. And even now, a lot of people call in, or if anybody else call in, I just want to encourage the caller that call in now. I hate just call another place to be in prayer with them for their new position. God's divine purpose and will to be done, and that God just worked everything out, even down to the point of giving them their own transportation, you know, and all. And I'm just trusting God. Like I say, we have no one else to trust. And God has made promises that He has, you know, that He has said, and I'm calling God in, you know, in to what on those promises and all, and for that seed and the things that we have sowed out in people's life. And God always promises to give a harvest back, and I am praying and believing that this season and this time that it is a harvest to bring some things back. But I also want to say that I was looking at something else. I got to find it, but you know where I went with that. The Lord had another prophet to say that it's time for His people to start to speaking forth and calling those things forth. You may have to do it regularly, constantly, highly come across you. Everything that you believe in God to do, everything God promised you, begin to speak that forth, not speaking the circumstance of what's going on. But, you know, you have to speak them forth as if you already possess them. Because that's what faith is. Faith is not speaking something that you already have. Faith is speaking something that you believe that is, you know, is there, even though you don't see it. But he was using somebody else, and that carried me back to something he had told me sometime way back. He gave me decrees and declares to tell people. This is about a couple of years ago, and he had brought this back recently, so it would be the same thing for his people to start decree and declare that I am, you know, living in the promise of God. I am living in the blessing of God. I am, you know, whatever it is, you know, in the things of God. I am already, though not going to be, I'm already blessed. I'm already, you know, got the blessings of God. I'm already walking in the power of God. You know, whatever it is, I'm already walking in his peace and whatever it is. So we just thank and praise God tonight. I thank God, and that is what I really do. And I really had began because I had got a word Tuesday night, I believe. Well, the God wanted me, has given me power. And for me to start to walk in the power that the things that the enemy is coming against, I mean, we're trying to hinder the things of God from coming forth. I said God has already given me the power to begin to pray against, to break the power of it. And that's why I try to teach people how to do spiritual warfare. You know, a lot of times we don't have to keep praying and asking God for the same thing. If we got a peace on the inside, he heard it, we can start to take an authority. Because just like the enemy, after Daniel prayed in the book of Daniel, and for 21 days, Daniel was, you know, I guess was questioning God or whatever it was. And the Lord told him, when you first prayed it, I heard your prayer. But the prince of Persia, which is sent about for the demonic forces, had stopped the hindered the prayers. And so then Michael, the archangel, who is the one that does the fighting, Gabriel is the one that brings messages. So a lot of times what I do, I would ask Michael to go in and do spiritual warfare and spiritual battle to bring forth, put the blessing, whatever the blessing is that's supposed to have come. And I do do that because I had got a word the other day. Someone had called me and told me that they had put a blessing in the mail for me last Monday, and I should have got it Thursday or Friday and didn't have it. So I know that the enemy, when especially when it comes down to me, and not only me, those who are connected to me, he does not want nothing God has spoken to come to pass. So the Bible tells us we're not dealing with flesh and blood. So that's what talking to people or trying to make people do things is the wrong way to go. We begin to speak in the spirit, in the, you know, airways and spirit. You know, I don't ask any and everybody to pray because a lot of Christian church go, they don't know how to do spiritual warfare. They constantly keep bugging the Lord about doing and telling Jesus to do this. And Jesus said, when he came off the cross, he's finished. Now I give you all the Holy Ghost. I give you all the power over all the power of the enemy. And if you believe, then you should do the work that I did and greater works. And that's in deliverance, that's in healing, that's in everything. So if we have his Holy Spirit in us, we already have the power. Yes, I do get people who believe the same way and what's trying to help me to pray through, because scripture say one put 1,000 flight, two put 10,000 flight. I will not, with the help of God, fool with people that talk to talk and don't walk to walk. Because you're not going to tell me, oh, I believe you can do it the next minute. Well, you know, sometimes, I don't need you standing with me because you're already going to block it. But I thank and praise God. I know, too, that the greater the fight that I'm having, the greater the strategies, it's going to be greater the anointing and greater the blessings. Because the enemy, he's not going to fight you if whatever you believe in God for ain't that much, or God's not going to use you that much. Because if he already got you, he don't have to fight against you. But when he's fighting from hell and high water and everything they can throw at you and every person he can throw, you better believe that the not only the anointing, but the greater and the place that you are in the kingdom of God. And so, you know, God wants us to start, say this before I pray and go to where God wants us to start to realizing that even when the enemy comes against us like he is, those are the people that got a special place in God. Because like I say, if he already have you, he won't do it. And the Lord had it said to me several times recently, because I have kind of asked God, why is it that, you know, people that say to you, oh, I'm God, they come against you more than the, you know, the other people that know, or whatever. I know the enemy do. And the Lord had it said to me about 3 or 4 times through different prophecies that how he see me in his kingdom. And a couple of times he said they saw me in a general outfit in the kingdom, in God's kingdom. I may not seem to be much on earth, but he was saying in God's kingdom I'm like a general. And then he's talking about the gold, he's talking about the royalty and all. And he began to tell me that I want you to see yourself as I see you, not as somebody else see you. And so that is what I began to do with the Lord, because I used on this other, not my program, another program. They sometimes wait till a couple of hours before they call me. They won't schedule this. And I've done it for quite a while. You know, I know what the enemy is doing. So when the Lord gave me that last word, telling me that a lot of times you don't have to answer people's texts. And he had somebody else to tell me this. Not that I was talking to them about what's going on. You don't have to answer their call. And so I think about a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, they called me at 9:45 when I was supposed to go in at 10 o'clock. They tell me it wasn't no show. Now I know, and having done business and having done what kind of, it's a aura, it's a thing that out of integrity that you do. You know, but I also know when the enemy is working with people, because you don't operate like they do. But anyway, I said okay, and we should have done this many times before. A couple of Saturday before, they went into 7:45. And the Lord told me, she don't even text back. Because he brought back to me when he said that you don't have to text people back. If people don't respect you, they don't respect the anointing on your life, and they just look at you like, you know, you're nothing, then you don't have to. What's going on? So I didn't text back, and I didn't feel bad about it. I say that not to point the eyes on people so much, but a lot of times what it is, God will let you go on and sometimes for a season and a time, but God gets tired of people disrespecting him and people when you're there to help and bless them, you know, what's going on. So a lot of times we have to, what's going on, because everybody that's coming out of a spiritual life, whatever it is, God sometimes can't use us and bless us because of certain people, and God won't do it. That's why sometimes God has to bring separation in people's lives and things to get certain people out from around them, because we're not really looking at the pure heart of people, but God does. God knows the heart of every person, and one thing that I have learned over the years with me, a lot of people have hid their heart from me because they had around me. You know, I thought they was this, that, and the other, but they had hidden things in their heart, jealousy, you know, they want to push on. So God has to really, really reveal that. Yes, I was hard hit for a season of time, but God had to permit me, that's the way I put it, because he didn't stop, because he had told me. He had permitted me to really be hurt before I turned it loose. And what it reminded me of when my mama used to tell us, where the wood stove, don't touch that stove, don't touch that pot. And it always had been with girls. I don't know why. They just fast, whatever, and will do it and get burnt. And they would see you get burnt and wouldn't say nothing because they had already warned you. And I see the same thing with the Lord a lot of times. So I just like to, you know, to say to wish people, we need to know that God knows best. He loves everybody. He really truly do, but he's not going to allow us to allow sometimes things to keep us from getting where he wants to get us and what he wants to bless us. But tonight I'm going to come from 1 Samuel, and then I'm going to read down from 16 chapter 1 through 7, then I'm going to step over some other. But this was talking about when the Lord had Samuel, a prophet, got to anoint David. And going back to, we have to really understand God. We say this, but we got to really get it in our spirit. God looks at people's heart, your motive. He doesn't look at all this other stuff. I'm not saying he want us to do certain things we don't have no business doing and all of that. But if we can do some good things. But what is your heart from doing? Because if your heart not right, you might as well not do it. Even the thing, and when he anoint us and call us, people look at our outward or look at how smart we is. They look at all the world we are looking at things. But that's not what God looks at. He looks at the heart. They look at how beautiful you look or how well educated, whatever, the world way of thinking. And so that's how they determine whether you qualify. But God does not. He determines your motive, your heart. But I'm going to read this down. Like I said, but when he sent Samuel to anoint David for kings. But see, when he did that, David was already called. He didn't know it. Just like it is with us. So at that season, at that time, the Lord would appoint that time and that season. But anyway, the Lord said, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long would thou mourn for this wrath that God had stole in the Old Testament? God had anointed him for king. But see, when he didn't obey God, God took the kingdom from him. He took the kingdom from him, and got the same name. He said, I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me king among his son. And he said, because what I tell people, if I choose not to obey God and do what he say, do, he will take it from me and give it to somebody else, but that don't mean I'll live. You know, it don't mean I'll live. Because he has really appointed and called me to do what I'm doing, each of us. But he said, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. See, we'll let fear come in. And the Lord said, take an heifer, which is a cow, with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. Meaning that I'm not giving you instruction for hand. You got to go by faith. And when you go, and go when I tell you to go, then I'm going to tell you what to say. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. God has already given the name of the person. You don't care how many people there are that people think supposed to this. You know, if God has said this position is supposed to be yours, and you go, you know, God is going to do what he say he's going to do. I don't care how maybe somebody else is, you know, qualified in the natural. Because God has a purpose and a reason for that particular person being there. And once you become a child of the king, everywhere you go, stay, live, work, God, and even before we come in, a lot of times we recall, we're there for God's purpose. You know, we're there for his purpose and his season and for whatever it may be. You know, don't care who they want. But if God and that person with them and God want them there, God will have them, in a sense, to overlook all this other stuff to get that person there. Because it's somebody they may have to reach or talk to or whatever. But he said, and Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peacefully? And see, this man was so anointed of God that the enemy, the devil, and people, they scared to see when a true person of God shows up. They tremble at that because they know this person walk in the anointing and the power of God. That's why Christians need to learn if when the power of God is on their life, even though they have some things that they're not there yet, but God has anointed them, the devil's scared of them. And the devil and people scared of them. Well, people, I wonder why they don't like me. I wonder why they don't want to be bothered. I'm a good person. Has nothing to do with it. We have to look at things the way God looks at things. I have anointed you, I have called you, and the devil knows you don't belong to him, even though he may use you for a season. So guess what? He hates to see you coming. And I know, like I said, why but the enemy through people that claim they have God, I know what it is about them, why they are fearful of the power of God that's operating in my life. Because they are not walking there. They don't even have that kind of anointing. They have a religious thing. And so they don't understand the gifts and calling on people's lives. That's what he's coming in. And he said, peace, I come to sacrifice to the Lord. That's what he told Jesse? Anyway, he told Jesse. He said, sacrifice yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified me, set apart Jesse and his son, and called them to the sacrifice. It wasn't for everybody. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab, that was one of Jesse's sons, and said, sure the Lord has anointed, anointed is before him. Because why? Handsome person, probably looked like he was very smart, looked like he had all the quality. But God said this, and the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature. So he had to be tall, whatever, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. God looks on people's heart, not on the outward appearance. God qualifies people. And then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. And then he said, Jesse made Shema to pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen. See, the father was forgetting about the one that was out there in the field that didn't look as handsome as the rest of them. So he was passing all his best-looking son or his most qualified or whatever he saw in his children to pass them by there. And again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. The Lord has not even chosen them. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all of our children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. See, out there in the field working with the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come thither. Now, actually, the Lord had revealed to Samuel that there was another child. That's why he asked what he asked. But he knew that since God had sent him there to anoint whoever was going to be the next king, although he wasn't going to walk in it at that particular time, that since all the rest of them was rejected, it had to have been another one. We said, well, you know, well, he's been a prophet. He should have known. There's a whole lot of things we should know, but that don't mean God reveals everything to a person he's used at one time. It's up to God's choice, however he operates, or what is his choice, what he has somebody speak to you about or you speak to them about. And I have learned in my walk with the Lord a lot of times that things that I really wanted God to speak to me about, he didn't speak to me about that. He spoke to me something about something else. He's the most time with me. It had been about what he has called me to do, what my assignment is, and what this. And I'm be saying, Lord, I said, but I want to know about, you know, this. You know, something to do with, you know, my life, I'm living, or whatever it is. But the Lord was saying, but see, I know what you want to know about, but it's about what I put on my heart, because I'm going to take care of that also. And so then he sent him, but he said, and he sent and brought him in, and now he was ready. Now, this is how what the Bible said, how he looked, and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to, and the Lord said, arise, anoint him. But this is he. So what it says, you, I, or anybody else, God one has already chosen that person, before they even come into the world, I have already anointed them to be my servant. Already, even though sometimes we go astray and all of this, he knows that too. I keep telling people, God ain't stupid. Don't think there's nothing happening that he don't already know. But it has nothing to do with his choice. Because he knows what he's going to do in that person's life. He knows everything. Everything. People say, well, yeah, but if he know why he didn't want to, you can't get in that thought, because the Bible says this. A man divides the ways. I'll let you pick your choice or whatever. But I'm going to direct your step, but I'm going to use it. What the enemy meant for harm, I'm going to turn around and use it. But you go, this is why I tell people, don't sit and judge anybody out there in the world about whatever family they were born in, how they were born, or whether the mother was raped, or whether what, God still, in all of his wisdom, knew all of that. He could have stopped it because he got all power. But if he didn't, he's going to use it for his glory. Because he always take mess and turn around and fix it to show people how powerful he is. If you already the best at this like it was with these boys, you know, then if he had chose them because they look, they'd have probably thought, I'm already handsome. I'm already smart. Like you hear people say, I do. I have heard people say, well, I never was out in the streets. I was always a good person. Well, first of all, you got pride in your heart right there. You might not got out there in the street and did a lot of things, but your heart is worse than somebody else that got out there and did something. You still need a savior. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day forward to Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And based on what the Scripture is letting us really know, even though God has anointed David, and he out there with them sheep and all, but he been learning how to be a shepherd, okay? But it was some years past, a lot of things he went through, a lot of things he happened, even when David finally grown up and he committed adultery with Bathsheba and had the baby and had the husband killed. But God said David was a man after his heart. Now, religious folks, how can that be? He did this. But David was a person that truly already repented. I can't find anywhere in the Bible where he went back and he did anything else intentionally after he repented to the Lord. Whereas a lot of people, they may not have did what David did, but they was always talking about they repented and turned around as soon as it was out of their mouth. They went back and they did it again and again. And so it wasn't after their heart. And I remember back in the early 90s, I believe it was, the Lord had this lady to tell me, because I got to tell people, I've always been sincere. Now, I didn't willfully try to do wrong, but a lot of things I didn't know it was wrong till I got in the Word, you know, but I always had a sincere heart. And the Lord had the lady tell me, said, God said, you're just like David, you're a woman after his heart. And I'm looking at her, and said, God said, you're also like Peter, you can walk on water. And you like Jeremiah, you know, a prophet, you got the fire shut up in your bone. And, you know, and that's the way he saw me even at that time in the early 90s, because it was about a sincere heart. And I was always the type of person that, you know, in the world I thought I knew something, but in Christ about the thing, I wasn't stupid enough to think that I know everything about Christ and even what I heard it was about Christ. I was willing to learn. I had a heart. That's why I told people, I believe after 2 years of being saved, when the Lord just automatically started the Bible study and started the church, it wasn't because I knew anything, but he knew I could be taught by the Holy Spirit. He knew that whenever he had people to tell me something, I went right ahead on a lot of time and tried it, even though a lot of time it might not have been God, but I was showing God, I didn't know you, but I'm trying to learn you, learn about you. Or they said, well, that ain't God. And a lot of people I can call names that over the period of time, that's the attitude they had. And a lot of them, like I said, is dead today. A lot of them did not feel fulfilled their calling because they was not willing to hear. He says in his word, my sheep know my voice and a stranger won't follow. That don't mean you have to know everything about God, but the God in you, he knows when he's talking because with me, this is how I learned. I have a peace when it's coming from God. If somebody's telling me something or talking to me, or even if they're using scripture, and my stomach gets acting crazy and acting up, whether I say anything to them or not, I know that ain't God. I don't go with my head. Because the word of God is for your spirit man, your inner man. And I was willing to learn. I was willing to read books. I was so hungry for God. I was willing to learn, but now the Holy Spirit also taught me that sometimes who not to listen to, because I had that weird feeling in my stomach. I didn't know what it was. And he began to show me that a lot of times, well, he gave me dreams, and which I shared them before, and I probably share them again. But the dream that let me know I was eating flesh, even though I thought they were some God. And he had to keep warning me about that. So the inner man, that's why you have to eat the word of God. It will let you know in your spirit, man, who is of God and who is not, who the Father is not. And that's what he really means also, by my sheep know my voice. And I tell people, he never said, my sheep know my vessel. He never said that. He said, my sheep know my voice. So he can use an animal to come and just look at you. And you can almost read what that animal is trying to warn you or say without him saying anything. God can use anything. I remember when I was living at Stony Glen and had these, you know, cats. And I could be outdoors in the back at nighttime on the cell phone. It's a certain way they act and did. I knew that they were seeing something that I didn't see. So I would go in the house. I would go in the house. And so, you know, people would say, well, they hung around you because you feed them. That wasn't it. Lord had a lady tell me, said, did you know those cats were angels? I said, they are angels that brown you. Because I could tell, like I said, a lot of times whenever my daughter went out of town, they'd hang around the house. And a day before she come back, they'll go wherever they go at nighttime. You know, you see, I was learning to not put God in a box. However, whatever way he was, I learned as being a true sheep. Now, I'm not saying I was complete in God, me to be fulfilled, wasn't spiritual mature, but I was learning his way because I learned that he operates, he speaks through a lot of different ways, he speaks through circumstances. You know, I had to begin to learn, too, that a lot of times, even when people that he didn't want me around, and even though they never act ugly, but all of a sudden they get to acting ugly. Not in the beginning, you know, I did. Now I learned a lot of times I'd be trying to talk even that way. So what I did was I began to learn him in a lot of different ways and how he talks and what he's trying to tell me. Or he sent me a scripture, and I had this thing, and I knew it has to be God, that I could read a scripture and knew when he was talking to me and telling me to do something and not do it, you know. And he used every one of his children differently, and I tell them even now, he can help me to read something. And I believe it's just a gift of God that he has put within me. I can read it in Revelation to come right then. You know, and I know I try to have a sincere heart toward God, because I know that is what he looks at. He can see we got 4,000 shortcomings of trying to learn how to walk, just like it is with a baby. When a baby is little, the baby trying to learn how to walk, but he's struggling, he's falling down. And God knows whether we're doing it intentionally or we're doing it because we don't know. You can live the rest of your life 100 years and never will know all of God's ways in that Bible. He will only reveal some things. But another scripture I'm going to read, 147 and the 10th and 11th verse, he said he delighted, talking about the Lord, not in the strength of the horses. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear me to reverence him, respect him, and those that hope in his mercy, not in somebody else's mercy, not in their mercy, but he takes pleasure in them that fear, that reverence him, have respect for him. I'm not talking about just the word. Know him through real men and women of God, and he's not in everybody. And respect when that person, and this is something I had to learn, that's why I say that I believe, that's why I grew in the spirit. I recognize when he's speaking to somebody else, I didn't talk back or try to talk smart or whatever, you know, I didn't do that. I tried to give that reverence, that fear, and then when he says something to me, I try to respect him, and not intentionally, just going to do wrong and know it's wrong, and expect, well, I can repent. You know, this is what people say, I can repent after I do it. Yeah, But in the meantime, what if people came to bless you with $1 million? Because consequences comes. And the second time, though, maybe he come to warn me about the same thing and I don't pay no attention, the judgment is going to fall. You know? Because he done sent whatever was the situation, circumstance, or person. And every time somebody talk hateful, does not necessarily mean that God is not using that, because somebody could be a messenger in that. Sometimes it could be the devil, but that's true. But the third time, this is what people don't understand. I got a book about walking through the fire. And I had to learn, because I was teaching on this way back before I found the book. They got a lot more scripture in it, but it was talking about the different consequence and time. And the third time, and this particular lady, very, very sweet lady, was what your minister passed back in 2016 as part of the ministry. Very sweet person. I mean, would do anything they could for me. But the Lord had me, every time I lay down, the Lord began to tell me, to talk to me about, they was called to preach. Which I knew that, but he was ready for them to step out. And I couldn't rest every time he bring to me. So I went to them several times, and I asked him, I said, oh, have the Lord been telling you? Well, no, Pastor, he got it because he messing with me. He wants me to release you to go forth and start to preaching, doing more, you know, ministering or whatever it is, what's going on. But anyway, they got busy with their grown children and all that stuff, what you call it. And so when they got sick, which they had been sick all the time, but God would have raised them up if they had really not only just accepted the call in their heart, began to, you know, to minister the more to people and realize, sometimes when you come up in a religious church, you get them religious, which on you don't do it. But anyway, when they got sick, the first time God let me, a couple of years back, he let me go to the hospital just to give them a word. He didn't let me go back and forth, because one thing I had to learn, when you're in the kingdom of God, and God said take the kingdom of the people, you're going there to set them free or give them a warning. You're not going there to sit up in their face and look in their face. But anyway, they got sick again back in 2016 and went to a I wanted so bad to go. But the Lord kept laying back that car coming up. But anyway, I had asked this other sister that died a few months after she did to pray with me that God would raise her up to do his work, because I had talked to her several times. Asked, did the Lord go, but no. But anyway, when I called this sister, I said, I need you to stand in agreement with me for the Lord to raise this person up to do the job. And the Lord, Spirit of God, hit this person. And this, when the Spirit of God hit him, said, God said, you leave them in his hand, because you did what you were supposed to do. And within a few weeks, it might have been less than a week or two, they died. They died. But see, God saw their heart. They're going to keep on letting these things get in their way. These children doing this, doing that, and doing the other one, said, no, what the Lord had said, do. And what the Lord had been having them do, they had stopped doing it. And he knew the heart. Although they were good to me and although they were good to people, you know, all this stuff, you know, because if I call the name, I know you will know who I'm talking about, you know, but the Lord was saying, but see, you still hard-headed and rebellious, because I say, I'm ready for you to go out to reach people. I have put my word in you. But you using excuses. And that fear, it was fear too and all this stuff. But anyway, it's the heart of God, what God know in recognizing people. And they still refuse to do what the Lord wants them to do. So like, that's why I'm telling people, you know, people wonder why I'm adamant about obeying God. Well, I love the Lord anyway. But anyway, because he told me 3 times, big prophet, you can't look left, me right. You got to obey. I'm saying, God, you telling me I can't. That means I don't have no option. I want to obey him, but I want to live to finish my work. Because when I stand before him, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I want to do. I'm going to read Jeremiah, the 11th verse, in the 11th chapter, 21st. And this one, when they were plotting to kill Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was a man, like I say, he was really, really had the word of God, but really was a prophet of God. But because of the kind of prophetic gifts he had, coming against sin, reproving, rebuking people, he was hated by those that wanted to do their thing. They didn't want him to tell them that. They wanted to think that, you know, you do what you want, God's going to see you bless me. Just like people of today. But anyway, this is what I'm going to read it. 18 verse comes down. And the Lord has given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou showest me that they're doing. But I, wait a minute, my glass, I was like a lamb of an ox that he brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised device against me. So this is what Jeremiah was saying. Let us destroy this tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, and his name may not be no more remembered. They wanted to kill Jeremiah because the mess that God gave him. He has nothing to do with that. We have nothing to do with the kind of message God gave us to sell people. But God let us see stuff in people and then tell us to warn them. We have to obey God and worry about the consequence. You know, let God worry about the consequence. But this is what the 21st says. But O Lord of hosts, that thou judgest rightly, that tries to reign the raiment of mine and their heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. He was crying out to the Lord. He wants the Lord to see his heart. I want to obey you. I want to do what you say do. You know, you're trying my heart and my mind. God knows when we really want to obey. Some of us, sometimes, we do not want to tell people what God is showing us about them. But let me tell you something, as a consequence for that. That's a consequence. I had this other lady that died after this other first lady died. She died back in 2016, too. Very, 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 very close a person to us, okay? And the Lord had them. They begged me and pleaded with me. Said, please obey God. Tears were all in front of God. God just put on. Please don't do like I did. So God told me to tell people to get saved and stay saved, but he's going to take them. But I would not tell them that he's going to take them because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I told them, I said, why do you think you love people better than God does? If he tells you to tell them that, you need to have told them that. Because you had a fleshly love that you thought you were protecting them, but you put yourself in danger with them too. You have to tell them. I said, but you don't have to worry about me. Because I'm intending to tell folks, whether they like it, don't like it, or love it. I said, oh, even you, this particular person, you know, that was a whole lot older than me and all that stuff. I said, but I'm going to tell you what he said. Basically, you really was hard-headed. She said, well, a lady had told her years back that she was a hammerhead. I said, to be honest with you, you are. You don't argue back with me or anything. I ought to know more than I do about the ways of God. But very stubborn because you're looking, I'm telling you, you looking at me, and I know through looking in your eyes, you ain't even fit to do it. You're not fit to do it. But they end up. And every time they say, well, you know what I'm saying? I want to obey. I said, no, you don't. I know you ain't. He know you ain't. But yesterday, so the next time the Lord told me to do something, they told me, so well, the Lord told me, bless me with some money to catch a cab over your house so you can teach me. But it rained, so I decided to stay home. As I told you, you wasn't ready. He know that. He would have raised them up and healed them. But he knew they wasn't going to do his work. He know the heart. Although we wanted him to raise them up, because you know you called them over in the hospital, but you know, now you don't tell him. But anyway, but he knew what he called them to do. They wasn't going to do it. He knew that even after I told them, because they had the concept of, I'm going to church, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing the will of God. And I said, no, you're not. You go there to learn the ways of God and how to obey God, but you go out and you minister to the needy people. You don't do God a favor. But they thought in the beginning that I was a very hard person, what's on the word. Then before they passed, they had to tell me, say, you know, I know now it wasn't you. The word is very strict. But I was never taught to thank God had you tell me. I thank God for you. I thank God for the revelation that you gave me. I should have been teaching you. but I wasn't taught that. See, basically, in whoever the people was along the year that were teaching people how to be disobedient, that's basically what it was. You don't have to do what God said, this, that, and all. You can do what you want to do. But every good thing is not a God thing. Every good thing is not a God. And when we have what we call, according to Scripture now, God has given her us a decent heart, a good heart. I don't like to really say that because Scripture say that they, only the Father is good, not even Jesus. So this is why you won't hear me say that Christian's a good person. We're a good person. I'm going to stick with the word, even with me. But they have a decent heart. And a lot of times we want to do a good thing, but is it what God telling me to do? Or am I the best to do it? You know, because I can still be out of God's will. Because he had called me for a specific purpose. Also, sometimes for specific people. He not called me, and I thought that in the beginning he called me for whoever and everybody. That's not so. He's assigned certain people. That's why I have to listen to him. That's why I have to follow, you know, his will. I have to get my spirit man to the point that I can hear his voice and know who he has called me out to. That is what I'm supposed to do. But I have to feed my spirit with the word of God. That's what I'm supposed to do. Jeremiah 17 and 10 say, I, the Lord. First of all, I'm going to go back to 9th. The heart, this is everybody's heart, is deceitful. Meaning crooked, it's polluted, it's fraudulent, above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God can know the heart. I, the Lord, searches the heart. Try the reins again, even to give to every man according to his ways and according to his fruit of his doing. So it does not make any difference who of us, which of us, or whatever, how we see people, don't see people, or whatever it is, and we determine, I think they're a decent person, I think they're a good person, I think their heart is good. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we look at the owners of the outward surface, but God look at the hidden motives. And sometimes, like I say, out of experience with people, I have overlooked and bypassed that. And that was a lot of times. At one time, the Lord used to be showing me stuff and what's kind of stuff about people. And I talked myself out, but no, they ain't like that. No, they ain't like that. And the Lord had dealt me at a time and told me, okay, since you don't want to believe what I'm showing you about people in so many words, he said, okay, I'm going to let you go right here on. And once, when you keep getting your head, you know, knocked upside or whatever it is, then you're going to start believing what I show you. I'm not showing you this for you to mistreat them or to either to go and take it in your own step and say anything. But I say to my word, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. I say to my word, know them that labor amongst you. I just want you to know who they are so you will know not to always share your heart of what I give you with everybody that you meet or who you think you are. One thing that I did learn, too, is this. Because of where we're growing in the Lord or whatever it is, even some Christians have been in the Lord. You can't share it with them because they're in growth. They're not there. You think they are because they've been in church a long time or you think they're mature or whatever it is. But sometime, and God used to do this a lot with me when I first started going, he had prophets to tell me, and I didn't argue with them. So God said, you showing and telling people. He never told you to tell them. I thought it was. I wanted to share it. But he's saying they're not. Man, this is why I brought on a lot about spiritual warfare against me and persecution. I was sharing, and people thought that I was trying to think that I know it all and that God only told me, and God knows that's what my heart was. I'm just so excited. I didn't know because the people around me, the one that said it, say, they didn't warn me of stuff like that. And I didn't know why, because the Lord said they didn't know themselves. You know, and so a lot of times we, you know, you learn. So I told the Lord, whatever you teach me about as I'm growing in him, okay, I'm going to teach it to your people if they want to hear it, so they'll be kept. They won't get hurt as much as I did. They won't think that everybody, just because they say they know God and because they, you know, this, that, and other, whatever it is, that we won't take that as what we're shake the spirit of that. Because the Bible said try the spirit. Not by the spirit, I know what it said, but it's a try the spirit. You know, you know whether they're of God or not. Just cause people talk, people testify, and a lot of times what happened with me, Peter, oh, I was up in heaven last night. Oh, I went from traveling city to city. Me and God had a talk. And sometimes I just look at people and I say, but he didn't share with you about that thing that's wrong in your life. You was up there with him, then you wasn't with him. So first of all, ain't no filth going to stay in his presence. Ain't no filth, but they did that. Because they're trying to be jealous and competing. But see, he speaks to me too. And I tell people, I say, yeah, he speaks to the drunkard. And if it's a drunkard out there that's blown to him, he talks to them, whether they listen or not. He talks to them. So don't think you order that in a bag of chip. Because like I said, it's the heart that he checks out. That's what it is. It's the heart that he checks out. And we got to realize that. And whatever he do, he didn't give it to us. The gifts that's in us, this is why some of us got gift for other people. He didn't give it to us because we were smart. He didn't give it to us because we was better. But he gave everybody the different gifts that he gave them for the spiritual and the natural gift. Got both. For the kingdom of God. Everybody came. I was telling the guy the other day when he wanted to try to give me the message, have me. I told him that's not the message God told me. I said, just like building a house. You got to have people that put in the plumber. You got to have people in electrician. You got to have people in tiles. And the kingdom of God. God has given everybody a specific assignment. My message he given me is to raise people up as disciples and help push them to their destiny. My message is not to give people about all the different feasts and all the different this and all the different other. And other, sometimes people can understand. Some people train up in the Catholic, what you call it, and some people it's not. But I told them, I said, even in the natural. You get somebody to build a house, you ain't going to get nobody just don't know how to do but one thing, but all this other stuff needed done. You got to have someone that know how to do it all. And it's the same way in the kingdom of God. Some people to reach a drug addict. Some people to reach the alcoholic, the prostitute. You know, all these people in these different things. Some people have been abused or accused or whatever it is. This is why we all experience different things. God is setting it up so that because of the experience, when I deliver you, you can go out there and you can minister to the need of these people because you know how they feel being bounded up in whatever they bounded up in. Learning the ways of God. Learning God's heart that he loves everybody. Don't care what you have done or is doing or whatever. He don't love the sin. But he loves them. And the only way that I can be that, I got to have his kind of heart. It's not that I don't see stuff and not that I don't know stuff, because a lot of times, like I said, with the Lord had to train me about what's going on. A lot of things that I saw, no fleshly didn't like it, but he had warned me. He had warned me not to say nothing, warned me just to pray. And I had to have the fear of God, the reverence, the respect for God. That if he tell me don't do so, that I got to try to do it or beg him, please help me, please help me, please help me. Please help me. Because I was trying to tell another lady, she had called me about this alcoholic person came up to her back, and I think she was about two or three floors up. And she was trying to hide some of the niggas, and you know. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. What did you ask the Lord? What do you tell the Lord you want to do? Send people that need help. Now, the man ain't up there in your apartment. He down on the ground. So religious, how you going to come against him about drinking? Well, you was out there in the street doing what you were doing. What's the difference? No difference. But later on, they got to talking. And they got to talking about their husband. They had a son, 22 years old, I think, at 22 years. And they was in the house drinking beer at a table. How you going to play hypocrite? Because first of all, now I know those stuff don't seem to hell, but I know also they mess up your testimony. But why am I let somebody else do something in my house? And here's somebody else that come outside, which I don't go that in the direction anyway, do I not? I don't go, because the Bible said the Holy Ghost in the world to keep people sin. But I know that God did not tell me if he sent them, and I pray, to come against them what they're doing. But pray and take authority over whatever it is and lead them to him, not to play hypocrite. Because sin is sin. Sin is one of the things that sin is when you study in Hebrew, because that word is, you know, it means a lot in a lot of different scriptures. But one of the main reasons is sin missed the mark that God has set. And anytime anybody do anything that is contrary to the word of God, it's because the heart has already left God. Those are the fruits. It don't make no difference what it is. So, see, religious people think there's a differentiation, and they want to itemize certain things. It's worse than the other thing. But no, the Bible says a few minutes ago, the heart is desperate because their heart has already left God. If I, which I don't intend to do that, start to disobey God and don't do what God tells me to do, that's because God don't have my heart anymore. It doesn't make any difference because, I mean, I may not get back out in the street and do all that, but I still won't obey him. But we got to realize that the Bible, there's two messages. The message for the world people and the sinner people is this. Love and kind. Not to compromise with what they're doing. Not to beat them up across the head with what they're doing. Pray for them. Pray against that. The Lord will take whatever it is from them so they can walk in the holiness of righteousness. But it was the Christians that the Bible is for those people who named the name of Christ, that he was rebuking, reproving, correcting them. Because we go back in Scripture, okay, the lady that committed adultery, when they came to accuse that woman, he said, he who without sin cast the first stone. That Jesus knew that every one of them jokers that were accusing her, they were doing something too. But they thought because it wasn't in the open that God didn't know. Everyone had to walk away. But this is what he told her. Go and sin no more unless the worst of the thing come upon you. He didn't beat her upside the head and all that. He didn't go along with her to say that, well, you know, I understand, you know, that, another. But he told her, go and sin no more. He let her know she was sinning. But if she do it again, worse of thing will come upon her. So this is what we have to understand when God brings us out or whatever. All of it, I'm not talking about just some of it. Then we have to know the consequence of the sin. It's not him. It's what the laws he done put down. It's what's going to cause the worst of things to come on. It's what's going to cause a destruction or death or whatever it is. That's what's going to cause it. But church people is running a lot of people away because they don't know how to minister to people. Most of them have not been delivered their own self, because if you were delivered, I'm talking about totally delivered from it, you have a compassion, not compromise, not what's calling that all, because I don't compromise with no wrong, but I know he's taught me, when he said, I'm going to train you how to minister to people, he taught me. People wonder why. Wonder why she don't work on, she don't say this and she don't say that. They don't know the Holy Ghost will teach you how to minister his people. It's not that I'm compromising. I'm compromising with nothing. Well, I don't care with me or whoever. But to draw people, you got to draw them with the love of Christ. Because just like he see all of us, seen all of us. And I'm a person, I'm not a hypocrite. Might not have thought about it when I was out there in the world, but he saw everything I was doing. He wasn't hiding. So I know that if he saw me, he see all the false truth. But the Bible said the Holy Spirit is in the world to convict the world of sin. It didn't say people. Now he will send a prophetic person or whatever it is when God gives warning or title people. He will send them to tell that person that God say, just like he was telling this other sister and she didn't tell him. God said, okay, it's time for you to stop. He wants you to stop. He wants you to come over here, this, that, and the other. Because if you don't, you're going up out of here. And I have heard prophets say that God has sent people in clubs. And just one woman was testifying. She said that she was out there on the floor dancing. And she heard this voice. She didn't see nobody. He told her, get up there, dance floor, it's time for you to give your heart to me. And she tried to play crazy. But the Spirit of God came upon her in some kind of way, and I think it run her out the club. So God got a way. He got a way, you know, to do put down. But the thing of it, we got to learn how to recognize that his ways and his thoughts are not like ours. And that was another scripture in Isaiah 5 and 8. He does not think like I think or you think or anybody else thinks. I might think Sister JoJo is all right, but that's what I'm seeing on the outside, but he's seeing the heart. I got to know that he knows what best are. He may want to flip him over to get him in. I may want to allow this to happen or whatever. He don't do it, you know, that I've ever had. And I mean, well, God, I hope you can bring him in without doing it. They're his creation. He knows best how to get a person to bow. He knows how. And this is what I had to come to the realization, you know, even by my loved one, family, what's gone. He knows. I cannot instruct him on how to do nothing. I don't want it to happen. But then again, if that's the only way he's going to get him to bow, then I forgot the Lord. Help me to stay out of your business. Help me to stay out of your business. Help me to what's gone. So I just want to know what's gone with that and it's a whole lot more scripture, you know, what you're giving me with that, but for sake of timing, you know, out that I don't have time to work on with it, but also to know that God pick and choose us by our hearts. And I'm not saying all of us got faults, that's true. All of us got faults. But a person who like out their heart, a lot of times even when they want to act ugly, they can't even act ugly. Because what God done put in their heart. That's it. That's what God done put in their heart. And a lot of times when I'm saying that, even to people, sometimes the fruits that I see, I'm not saying that the person don't have faults, or I don't have faults. I'm not saying I have reached there yet. Just like I said, a lot of times I be telling the Lord, you know, and people, I got a sincere heart. I'm sincere by God. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Perfect means to be complete, mature. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that I got a sense of the heart. And when I'm telling people, I'm seeing the truth. What I'm doing too also, I'm trying to let people know, you know, yes, a lot of people may use you, a lot of people may this, but I see some good in there that God is trying to bring out. And keep on doing it, even though people run it all over because they do me like that, you know, but keep on because God got a greater plan for us, you know. So I just want to encourage you, to keep on allowing God to do what he's going to do in your life, because he's going to do it anyway. But I would rather see you yield to God rather than see God have to use some kind of force or whatever. For those who belong to him, every predestined person is not getting away. That's just the way it is. If there's somebody called, now he ain't, everybody is not predestined. And some people is not going to work on, but the only thing we're called to do is pray for them and leave them in God's hand. If they do not obey God, that has nothing to do with us. But one way or another, he said every knee going to bow. So we don't even have to worry about that or be concerned about that. We don't have to do that, but let God be God and have his what's going on. So we thank and praise God for you. I speak the blessing of God upon you, not only tonight, but tomorrow when you go on your new what's going on. We already done prayed the prayer for that God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God, that God blessing it be upon you, that everything go like God planned and whatever purpose that God got you there, God would enable you, spiritual or physical, to be able to accomplish the reason, me and them, we praise for God that's continues, like I said, to believe God, to heal you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, in the name of Jesus. And whatever God's got a plan for you, that God, what God, and like I said, I had prayed earlier about, and this going back 22 years, when you had sowed a particular seed in someone's ministry, and they had spoken words that God said he's going to give you, the kind of transportation you want. And I called that harvest in today, asked God to send that harvest in so you can be able to do, go, whatever that he would have you to do and go. And so, but I do believe in my heart, let me just say this, that it probably won't be like it was when you hear that God probably is not going to let you, when he do it, in and everybody be there available for them. He's probably not going to lie, and I'm warning you of that because, like I say, I did that, and God set mine down. He set it down, which he had, you know, the sister tell me over and over, but I guess I didn't listen. But love you, and just continue to bless, and you just have a blessed night, and try to get you some rest. And so, you know, you'll be early morning. But if you need me to text you or something for the be up on time or whatever it is, I know you did say you set your you cut your phone off or something, however you said that, but you know, so till you get used to whatever it is, then just let me know. All right, then be blessed and love you. All right, bye-bye.